Amen.
Let's say, let's all stand if you can. It's a simple little verse, if I can remember it. It says, let's just praise the Lord.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Sing it again, church, as we worship the Lord.
Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let us lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's all lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Let's just love the Lord. Ready?
Let's just love the Lord. Let us love the Lord. Why don't we lift our hands toward heaven and love the Lord? Let's just love the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Let's all lift our hands toward heaven and love the Lord.
Well, if you really love and praise Him, give Him a hand clap of praise tonight. God is all worthy of all of our praise. Amen. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Man, hope that you've had a wonderful and glorious week. I want you to get ready. If you may have a testimony or a praise report, I'll give you an opportunity to hear from you how that the Lord has blessed. But before we do, let's go to the book of Philippians. In Philippians, the very first chapter, I want to read down through, I guess, verse number 11. And then I want to share just maybe a word with you if I could. Paul's writing, he said, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Can we pray? Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord's blessing tonight and His anointing?
Our Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, dear Lord, as your word is read, dear Lord, we humbly just want to worship you and, dear Lord, just be fed by your word. Dear Lord, as we begin this service tonight, dear Lord, we ask you to be with each and every one of us, Lord. Anoint our pastor's lips, dear Lord, lift the plate, Lord, strengthen him, dear Lord. And as every testimony comes forth, dear Lord, may we just give you all praise and honor and everything said and done. Lord, we give you this. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Before you're seated, I won't ask you to shake your hand, but kind of whispered across the aisle, I love you, and you may be seated. We kind of sparsed out, so it'll be kind of difficult to shake everybody's hand. But aren't you thankful for love? The Bible says God is love. I was thinking of this particular passage of Scriptures. In fact, I had read in the epistles, and almost without fail, every time that Paul addressed one of the churches, he did it with such eloquent words and such feeling. And as I got to this one, it felt like the love and the compassion just jumped out of the page. And it made me reflect, and I want to thank the church from the bottom of my heart. I don't do that enough, and I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you for your dedication, for your prayers, for your support. It means so very much to me, and I don't want that to go unnoticed. It doesn't go unrecognized. I recognize it a lot, but it doesn't hurt to tell you how much I appreciate you sincerely. For all that you do and for just being who you are. And I thought about that as Paul was writing to the church at Philippi. And you know what? It helped not only him, but it helped them feeling and hearing that salutation from him. This week, I was out of town. Brother Jim and I did some hunting out in Alabama. And my wife always tells me, she says, now, you call me or text me when you get there to let me know that you've arrived, okay? And I do, and she wants me to text her when I get to the deer stand and let her know that I'm all right, and then she wants me to text her when I come out so that I'm back safe at the camp, and I do, and I understand, you know, she wants her baby to be safe and make sure, and she says, no, I just want to know that you're okay. And, you know, so I already know that ahead of time, so religiously, I'm texting her back or calling her and letting her know that everything's good, And you know, she'll respond, and then sometimes I'll call her, and, you know, I don't call her and wake her up when I get up to go deer hunting because she wouldn't be that pleasant on the phone. I wait a little bit while after, so I know she's got up and had at least one cup of coffee, and then I'll call her or text her, you know. But this week she did something out of the ordinary, and, you know, we had our little communication there to begin with, and I had just settled down, you know, for some deer hunting and watching the birds and the squirrels and the raccoons and all that stuff, everything but deer that I was after. So the phone buzzes, and I've learned my lesson. I silence my phone when I'm deer hunting. You know, too many spook deers when the phone rings. So I reached in, and it was from Penny, and it just said, I love you. And, you know, that was out of the ordinary. That it usually, you know, we do the love thing when it's time to, I'm going in the woods or coming out of the woods, but this was into the hunt, just, and it felt so good. I just, you know, wow, that's really neat. And I don't think we do that enough. I mean, not only with spouses and family, but church folks. You know, we fellowship when we walk out and we shake hands and tell one another we love her, but love one another. But, you know, with the texting thing, it's so easy, you know. And I think God works on both ends of the channel, so to speak. Sometimes if God lays somebody on your heart and, you know, what's wrong with just texting them and say, you know what, I'm thinking about you and I love you. You know, it could mean their day. It could make their day. And I thought Paul, it took the time. I mean, Paul was a very busy man. I mean, he was on the missionary field. He was imprisoned many, many times. And sometimes that's when he did his most eloquent writing, when he was apprehended and in prison and all, and he would write, and he would always write these wonderful words of encouragement. And I wanted to pass that on to you tonight. Not only, you know, I thought about what I was going to say, but when I read that, I said, you know, man, Paul put it in a nutshell. He says exactly what I would like to be able to convey to the church. Now, I know that we got the core members here tonight. I know that we got a lot of folks that can't make it on Wednesday night, and I understand that. But God just laid it on my heart to try to pass that on to you tonight, how much I love you and how much I appreciate you from the depths of my heart. And I don't ever, ever want to not have an opportunity to tell the church how much you mean to Sister Penny and myself. And we really, really appreciate you from the depths of our heart. And we need to be that family. We need. He finishes it up with, you know, that we may approve things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ under the glory and praise of God. He never failed to take hold of an opportunity or seize an opportunity to get a little preaching in there too, and just get a little words of encouragement But, you know, that's the one thing that a lot of the world doesn't feel today. They don't hear it enough. They don't feel the compassion. And you know, love is what brought me to Christ. Love, you know. I know I heard some hard preaching when I was growing up, but it was love that drew me to the altar. Now, when I was really, really young, sometimes I'd go to the altar just because I was scared to go home when I was really, really small. But then when I realized the love and compassion that Jesus Christ had for me, and, you know, like I told you, I shared with you that what really made it personal was when I envisioned Him on the cross when I was praying in the altar, and He did that for me. And I try to tell people today, if you can make that personal, and that Jesus died on the cross for you, you know, buddy, that really, really brings an emotional feeling and of gratitude and thankfulness. And I just wanted to convey to the church tonight, to take this opportunity. I know Thanksgiving season has just passed, and, you know, I don't want to just do it on Thanksgiving season, but I really, really want you to know how much you mean to Sister Penny and myself. We appreciate your faithfulness and your dedication. So having said that, I hope you've mulled over something that you can praise the Lord for tonight, giving you an opportunity. That's another thing I don't do. When I was raised up in a church, we religiously had testimony service, and some of my fondest memories are in the Rockmart Church, hearing some of the elder saints testify. And when I was a little boy, and I would sat on my edge of my seat, and I always thought I was going to get up enough nerve to stand up and testify, but every time I'd start to stand up, somebody else would stand up. And so, you know, a lot of times I wouldn't even do it, but I wanted to so bad. And I remember thinking that when I stand up, I thought I had it rehearsed, and I thought I was going to have to say, you know, that I thank the Lord for the desire He gave me to serve Him. Because every one of the saints in Rockmart Church, they all said that. That was the first thing they said out of their mouth. You know, and I thought it was a ritual. I thought that's something that you had to say before you really testified, until I learned that everybody hadn't got the desire to serve Him. And those saints of God were truly thankful for the desire that God had placed in their hearts to serve Him. And some of those precious gray-haired saints, they've already gone home to their reward now, but made such an impact on my life. So testimony services can be very enlightening, and it also can be very beneficial for those who want to hear, because many, many times it strengthens our faith. So, giving you an opportunity tonight to stand and give the Lord praise for anything that He's done in your life, health, whatever. This is your opportunity. So who would like to kick it off tonight? Sister Linda. May have to get you a mic. Praise God. Sure. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Such a blessing. Amen. Each and every day, He's always looking out for us. Someone else stand tonight. Give us a word of testimony, a word of praise. Sister Lori.
Doing good, she's volunteering, and I thank Him for that.
Man.
And I do thank Him for the desire.
Man. Sure. Man. Praise God. It's good to get that in you. Not that I got to go to church, but I get to go to church. You know, because this is our family. This is like family reunion every time we have a service, because I feed on that. I feed on your testimonies. I love to hear the praise reports. I love to hear what God is doing. And by the way, we were just talking today about Sister Michelle. We thought it was about time her due date was coming up. So evidently it's pretty close. And that's a miracle. That's an absolute miracle. God did that. Someone else stand and give the Lord praise tonight. So many things to be thankful for, to give Him praise. Who'll be next? Okay. Say it.
Not only is my pastor, but I love y'all. Y'all know I work for them, and there's times that, you know, I go to work and I have to talk to Brother Reed. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I try to cut him down, but he always gives me real good, too. But I do, and I love Sister Penny because, you know, she gives me that little bit of a push. And y'all, I know I tell y'all this all the time. I can send y'all that and make round points. But I really love Brother Ed and Sister Penny. He is my pastor. And I always say my pastor's wife. She is my pastor's wife. And I love him dearly, but I love all of y'all too. I know I love y'all with some bottom of my heart. And I thank God that, I guess it was probably 20 years ago, that He brought me to this church. I've learned a lot in this church. And I do look at y'all as being my brothers and sisters. I thank God for touching my mama this year and healing my mama. I thank God for my little grandkids that his gets to come to church and Christian. Now, Johnny drives me crazy because he always wants to talk about the book of Revelation or whatever works for him, you know. But I praise God that he's here, or Adrian, my little four-year-old. And I know I talk to y'all all the time about my kids, but they're my grandkids. But I tell you what, you can't get excited about your youngins and grandchildren coming. Well, hey, whatever. I am so happy when mine come to church, and I give God all the glory.
Hey, a lot of prayers went up for him, I know.
Hey, I do pray for my loved ones. I do pray for my kids, but I pray for my grandkids.
Sure. Amen.
I want to go to church with him. It's a desire.
Yes.
It's a desire that God put in my life. But you know what? We couldn't make it without God. I tell you what, when I get talking about faith with God, I just want to talk and talk and talk. I'll never get talking to nobody here today. So when I can see it, I go crazy. But I do love God, and I do love what he's done for me, and I do love y'all, and I do love all of y'all. And I hope all of y'all have a happy faith.
Amen. She's honest and sincere. Amen. Praise God. Now, Kevin has a way he just closes his eyes and ignores you. He can get by with it. I can't. I have to listen. Oh, God's good. I always say Christians ought to be the happiest folks alive. Amen. We got more to thank God for, so we ought to have joy and peace. Someone else, stand and tell us what the Lord has done. Sister Evelyn. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Evelyn, not to get nosy, but is that the son that you was praying with so long on the phone that I was talking about? Is that the
that's
not that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to pray for him too. We're going to pray that the Lord will plant a seed in him too. Good. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Prayer works, folks. It really does. Prayer's the easy part. Faith is what we have to really put it to test. Sister Jenya. Man. That's right. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. It is a sanctuary. It's a good place to come. Amen. Lay aside. You remember the little trouble tree that we had out there? You just hang your troubles on the trouble tree and forget about them and come on in and worship and praise the Lord. It works, folks. It really works. Sister Lori.
I just wanted to add something. I wanted to say something. We have best Sunday
school. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord.
Sister Jim reminded me when she stood up, be going downstairs Sunday morning. I get to hear them, and Sister Karen had her door open the other Sunday morning, and just listening to the patience, the knowledge, the love. They are such great teachers.
We're blessed. Amen.
Thank God.
All right.
The big ones, too.
Amen. Amen. All of our ministries, we're so thankful. And as I said, the Apostle Paul put it so much better than I could ever do it. So that's the reason I wanted to read and convey that to you tonight. Someone else want to stand and give praise to the Lord tonight? Sister Nikki? Amen. He doesn't stop loving us. Amen. Loves us through all of our faults and failures. Amen. He's just, it's unbelievable how the mercy and love of our Savior. Someone else tonight. Sister Sharon? It's true. Praise God.
Thank you.
Sure. Yes, he will. Amen. That's right. Praying one for another. Amen. That's putting love in action. Amen. We can say, I love you, but putting love in action is when we're concerned for one another and lift one another up and pray for one another, too, that's struggling through sickness or whatever. Somebody else stand and praise the Lord. Brother Jim. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Jim, and thank the Lord for that too. If we don't feel that, then we need to hit the altar. If we don't feel that love, because God is love. Someone else tonight want to share a testimony? Sister Tabitha. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm not ashamed of my age because God has had his hands on my life, and I just think about all the times that I could have left this earth through cancer and the heart surgeries I've had and the autoimmune that I fight with, that God has given.
Amen. That's not a good sign, is it?
Thank you for my mama.
Praise God. Amen. God is so great. Thankful for all of His blessings. Anyone else? Amen. God.
Way too good. And I will never be able to repay him, never be able to thank him enough. But as you've said up there many times, all this in heaven too.
Man.
You know, what do we have to worry about? You know, we're too blessed to be stressed, as you've always said. You know, and the things that we face, it's just to make us stronger. I mean, people think that God just, no, he knows. He's always there to help you through it, but he expects you to ask him. He's not gonna force it on you. I mean, I didn't ask him, but I was always breaking. I wouldn't ask him about my heart. I didn't know about my heart. And he made a natural bypass to keep me alive. My doctor told me I should have been dead. He said 90% of the people he saw with blockages I had, if I had a natural bypass, I would have had a massive heart attack and die. And I wouldn't get my 50s. You know, and I never had a heart attack. Didn't damage my heart because he took care of it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm here for a reason.
Sure.
Every day I try to look and see. Everybody you meet, have a kind word. Smile. You know, I know I'm around my family, they see me and have when I'm angry, I get upset. But I try to push it off quick and say, Lord, you know, I don't do it to people. I try to always meet them with a smile. Everybody in stores, anybody that's waiting on me, I always try to tell them that blessed day, or, you know, thank you. Or, I mean, because you never know what they're going through.
It's true.
I mean, we all have struggles and trials. And the people that I work with, I mean, yes, I get aggravated about some things, but I try not to show anger towards a person more than the situation. But, you know, God has loved me. Even Sister Nick said, even when I wasn't lovable. And we're still flesh. There's a lot of times I'm not lovable. But he loves me, and I love him even more.
Amen.
And I want to be a someone that's always listening to his word and being doers of what he wants me to do, not just hear. because, like you said, we as Christians have been quiet way too long. Our country, our way of life has changed because Christians didn't stand up for what God said was right. We just kind of stayed back in the shadows and didn't want to offend anybody. If the word offended you, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's God's word.
Right.
I don't use it as a weapon, but I'm not going to back down from it either.
Amen.
And I'm always going to stand behind what God says. That's why we need to stay in the word, because it's getting, if you look at, if you ever turn the television on, you know we need to be looking in the word and praying, because it's fulfilling what the Bible says, and it's getting closer to the end. And every day it doesn't make me that if you look up the eastern sky, that he could be coming back. Because if he didn't, he's going to have to repent of what he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because our country and our nation and our world is so bad now. I mean, everywhere you look, it don't matter where you get, there's not a place that you can't look at. There's something that the devil is just tearing down and destroying. But God is always there.
Man.
If people will humble themselves and call on him, he'll take care of it. And that's why we're here now, because we humble ourselves and call on him. If you don't, you'd be in the same shape they are. That's the only way. I don't see how people get up out of bed every day and do what they do without having God. There is no way I can face my days without having
him. Right.
And I just want to pray for everything and most of all for my salvation.
Praise God. Amen. Couldn't make it without him. Amen. But through him, all things are possible. Amen. Anyone else tonight? It's your opportunity.
I'm going to have to say something. I love the Lord. And the word desire. And I thank him also for that desire. And for, you know, this congregation, for this church, for the life that he's given me and my family.
Amen.
Even through all the storms, the tribulations, even as this season will be the first season without some of our loved ones, my mom, and all the different things we're going through. But I just want to, this church, I just want to say that much. I love each and every one. It just amazes me how our congregation, when somebody's in need, someone's situation, you can count the heads and know. But God is what, you know, it's just a giving heart, and God just multiplies. You saw the shoeboxes. You see the Samaritan form, you know, fun that we do, you know, the offering, all the different things we do, different ministries, how God just keeps just blessing us. And that's because of his love for us. And when we first walked through the doors here, Elaine and I, we were greeted by smiling faces, and a lot of those saints have gone home. We see the pews, we know where they sit. But I think it's, and I see a congregation here that's willing to fill their shoes, to be the prayer warriors, to be the givers, to be the ones that take care of the helps. Because our hope is in Jesus Christ, and he's providing everything for us.
Praise the Lord.
He is love.
Amen. That he is.
Praise the Lord. I call on y'all.
Praise God. Well, let's just all give the Lord praise. Can we do that tonight? Amen. Tonight, I'd like for us to have a special prayer for those who are sick, and there are many that are sick. I know the text that went out Sunday night, there was a long, long list of people who are sick. And if you're here tonight and if you would like to come and stand in for someone, I would like for us to just join hands for if you may be sick yourself, or if you want to stand in for a loved one or someone who's not here tonight because of sickness. And let's close with prayer tonight, and we'll just show of unity and have a circle of prayer tonight. And that way they'll all get prayed for. Yes, sir. My goodness. Sure. Let's join in.
Let's just join hands if we have someone who's got some more covering. We'll make a circle tonight as we dismiss and pray for all of those. You can stand in on their behalf tonight if you have someone a prayer request to. We just pray for each and every one. Have a full circle.
That's right.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to this, God, on behalf of so many, God, of our congregation who are suffering, who are sick, who are afflicted, God, I pray right now, God, for the healing of each and every one. God, that you would touch and strengthen and anoint body and mind, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you bless those who are prostituted in the nursing home. God, strengthen those who are sick and shut in tonight. Father, we pray for you all tonight. There in the mercy room, God, I pray for her body. I pray for her health, Lord. I pray that you'll touch her right now. God, those who are suffering too, Lord, I pray, God, for you to bless them. This officer, God, who is down, I pray, God, that you would spare his life. I pray that their medic will arrive on time, God. I pray, Lord, that you would sustain him. Bless him, God, in this time of prayer needs. Lord, I pray for those, each and every one, God, who is in this circle tonight, God, whether it be for themselves or for a loved one or for whatever the situation, God, we pray for you tonight. Knowing, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. God, bless this church. Bless our community. God, bless our families, Lord. Keep us safe. God, and help us always, Lord, to know that your love is so great and so wonderful. And we thank you for that love tonight. And we thank you for that peace. We ask these blessings in this anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. You can be dismissed with that prayer. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Appreciate you so much for coming out tonight. God is so great. He is so great.